Welcome to News Video Clip. Yesterday we reported that Trump's white trash UFC fight at the White House had been canceled. And at the time that we recorded this podcast, that's exactly what multiple news outlets had reported. It wasn't until almost an hour later that fat ass Trump and fat ass Dana White of the UFC had decided to start the fights at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So we reported what was factual at the time we recorded this podcast. Still, we have commenters below our video accusing us of lying. So you know what we did? We put links to all these news sources, to all these news stories that backed us up. And that's what makes us different from the right-wing podcasters. We back up our claims. They don't. Now, one of the people who commented didn't want us to do this next story. So, of course, we're going to do it. One of the UFC fighters said something super racist about Michelle Obama. Now, Jennifer Welch at I've Had It has the footage. Let's watch.
And here is UFC fighter Josh Hokett after he won with the voice of the right wing, Joe Rogan. Play the clip.
And lastly, Michelle Obama is a man. Am I right, America?
So there you go. Racist Josh Hokett. What a disgusting slob he is. Standing next to that monkey with the microphone. Oh, wait a second. That wasn't a monkey. That was Joe Rogan wearing a tie. Sorry, I didn't even know Joe owned a tie. Wow. So anyways, the UFC thing was, as we all expected, total white trash, no class at all whatsoever. All right, let's go over to CBS News this morning, where Vice President J.D. Vance dropped a bombshell. He said that Iran would be getting $3 billion from this new deal with Trump. Let's watch the video.
Walk through some of this. The Iranians are saying that they're going to have access to a $300 billion reconstruction fund. True or false?
Well, Ed, that's the sort of thing they could have access to, funded by the Gulf Coast Coalition, so long as they honor their end of the obligation. I think that one of the things...
So there you go. J.D. Vance admitting Iran will have access to $300 billion. And when he says the Gulf Coast Coalition, that's the United States. So tell me, MAGA, how do you like the idea of your tax money going to Iran? How's that working for you? Alrighty, speaking of Trump, let's go over to France. He's at the G7 summit, but before the summit, he met with French President Macron and his wife. And what was weird about this was Trump's hand. Look how swollen and discolored and weird it looks. It almost looks like he's wearing a glove or something strange. But this 80-year-old man is obviously not well. And before anybody yells at us, fake news, here's the video that we got the image from. So we're going to roll that. Here's Trump with French President Macron and his wife. Yep, there he is with the bizarre, swollen right hand. But his President Trump assures us he's in great physical health because he keeps getting an annual physical every 6 months, which is totally not normal. Okay, the New York Times is reporting that President Trump's advisor, Stephen Miller, and J.D. Vance want to suspend the constitutional right of habeas corpus. Now, what this is your right to demand the government go before a judge to justify the government imprisoning you. And this is what Stephen Miller and J.D. Vance want to get rid of, according to the New York Times. Here's MS Now, and they're going to dive into this. Let's watch.
Protesting in American streets. And as Maggie and Jonathan wrote, this was after. This was after they had already gunned down two innocent Americans for doing just that, for protesting. And yet they're still talking about enacting the Insurrection Act. They're still talking about suspending habeas corpus through this entire period. You know, maybe it's just the lawyer in me, but excerpts from this book are reading, whether you look at Todd Blanche trying to cover up one of the biggest pedophile rings in the history of America, or you have the vice president and Stephen Miller talking about suspending habeas corpus and the Insurrection Act, that sure does look like a place where a lot of lawyers in the future are going to start discovery.
Okay, so there you go. Deputy Advisor Stephen Miller and J.D. Vance both looking to suspend the U.S. constitutional right to habeas corpus. And you know who hasn't said one word? MAGA. You know who else is totally quiet? The libertarians who claim to support their constitutional rights. They haven't said one damn word. Where are they? I can't hear them. Anyone? Anyone? Alrighty, that's all we have for today. We do back up everything we say with links to right below this video. And that's unlike the right-wing podcasters, Joe Rogan, Riley Gaines, Benny Johnson, Tim Pool, Jimmy Dore. None of those people back up their claims. They're all paid influencers. They've been paid off. They don't care. We actually do care about evidence and facts. Alrighty, if you like this video, please like and subscribe. If you hate this video, please subscribe. If you hate me, definitely subscribe. All right, we'll be back later with more news.